My journal entry for August 6, 2026. I read Maria's vision of the martyrdom of Saint Fenecula. She was an early martyr in Rome. Jesus comments after the conclusion of the vision in his very touching way, mentioning her connection to Peter. Can we doubt the testimony of the gospel as lived like this? Jesus' gift of vision to Maria, for our benefit, makes history come alive. Let's read this together and ponder. I am anonymous.
The Notebooks, 1944. March 4, 9 a.m. Jesus says to me,
"There is a lot of work today to gain back time which was not wasted, but used in another way according to my will. From the first hour of this day 1 a.m. fire, you have known what I will keep your mind fixed upon, for the first and only point which was illuminated for you already told you what you would be resting the eyes of your spirit upon. And that unknown female name, clanging inside you like a bell calling and not calming down except when responded to, told you that you would know this too. But between my virgin and the master, you must choose the master and have my point precede that. I shall make you familiar with many heavenly creatures. All of them provide instruction which is useful for you, who have become aware of everything, readers of everything, but not of that which is knowledge to conquer heaven. Write."
I write, or rather, I describe. Tonight, amidst exasperating afflictions, I wondered how Jesus managed to endure that immense head pain, and I asked him about it because it was a torment for me to the point of making me clench my teeth so as not to scream at the slightest noise or jostling in bed, and I seemed to have as many hearts beating swiftly and painfully as I had teeth, on my tongue, lips, nose, ears, and eyes, and in the middle of my forehead I seemed to have a tangle of nails penetrating into my skull, and from the nape of my neck there rose up and radiated out a belt of fire and pain clenching like a bite. And in the right parietal bone it seemed that from time to time the blow of a heavy object smacked against me to drive that belt deeper and deeper into my head, and boom all through me, and in my agony I was contemplating him from the garden to Calvary, when, right after the third fall, I had a pause of physical and spiritual relief, for he appeared to me handsome, healthy, and smiling over the stormy waters of the Sea of Galilee. Then the torment resumed until about 2, when, after the contemplation of the Lord's Passion had ended and my tremendous head pain had subsided a bit, just a bit, you know, a name sounded within me. Saint Fenecula. Who is she? Unknown. Was it really her? Heaven knows. Who ever heard of her? And I tried to sleep. Nothing to be done. Saint Fenecula. Saint Fenecula. Saint Fenecula. There's no one going to sleep, I told myself, until I find out who she is. And, thanks to the reduction in pain which now enabled me to move, whereas from 3 p.m. to midnight and beyond it had bowled me over and left me motionless, a body spasmodically suffering, but unable even to open its eyes, Paula can tell you about it. I took an index of the saints and found that, along with St. Petronilla, Virgin, it listed St. Fenecula, Virgin and Martyr. I heard Fenecula, but maybe I was mistaken. Just when I made this discovery, I saw a young woman, naked and tied to a column in atrocious fashion, then nothing else, and now out of obedience I shall write what the Master shows me, without putting it off, though my head is spinning like a top.